Zvachim Perik Ches Mishnah Tes 8-9. Here we have another mixture of blood. Hanitanin Lamata Shnis Avru Benitanin Lamala. Two types of blood get mixed together, and some of the blood belongs below the Chut HaSikra, the red line, and some belongs above it, meaning the one that belongs above is specifically in a Chatas. Chatas is applied above the red line on the four corners, whereas all other Korbanos, their blood is applied below the red line. So let's just say it's a Chatas and Ola whose blood got mixed up. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yiten Lamala. He says, first apply it above as if it's a chatas, so on the four corners, no problem. And although you do have the potential problem, you might think of putting the Ola blood, which doesn't belong above the red line, above the red line. He says, it's okay. You'll just have in mind specifically that you're not applying the blood as a sacrificial offering above the red line. Says Rabbi Eliezer, Varoa ani es hatachtonim lamala, and I will view the blood that belongs below, for example, the Ola blood, that you put above, ki'ilu hen mayim, as if it's water. Meaning, you're not having in mind that there's no explicit prohibition against having this blood be put above the red line. It just doesn't belong there, it belongs below. So, you'll just have in mind, I'm not the blood that I'm applying, that I'm intending to be sacrificial blood on the altar is just the chatas blood, and other stuff not, and therefore has a din like water, and doesn't count for anything. It's neither here nor there. The yachzer yitin lamata, and then you'll do a second application down below, really two applications, the Shnayin Shnarba applications in the northeast and southwest corners, for the Ola blood, let's call it, that's mixed inside the mixture. Now, that actually does two things. That fulfills the obligation of the Ola, going on the four walls. It also fulfills the obligation of the leftover chata's blood being poured on the yisod. And even though it's not actually directly on the yisod necessarily, it'd be right above the yisod on the walls, but b'diavad, if you apply it on the wall below the red line above the yisod, that's considered to be pouring their shiraim on the yisod. So actually you're doing everything exactly right when it comes to stage two, if you will, and therefore there's no need to look at it as water even. And the rest, so that's all the problem. V'chacham omrim Yeshaf Chula Amma. The Chum say no, that you have no business putting Ola blood above the red line, and therefore we're not going to do it. Even though there's no explicit prohibition per se against that, that's not where it belongs, that's not the way to do it, and we reject this notion of, well, we'll just pretend it's water as if it's not there. No, you're applying the blood above where it doesn't belong, we're not letting that happen, and therefore the Chum say you sort of have it's mutually exclusive. You can't put the mixture of blood above the line because of the Ola blood, and you can't put it below the line because of the Chata's blood, so therefore you don't put anything at all. You just simply wait until the sun sets, and at that point, all the blood is now possible. At that point, like, you know, the shot clock buzzed, you can't throw the blood anymore, and therefore Yishav Chula'am would just pour it in the drainage system there in the temple courtyard. Vimlo Nimlach V'nasan. Now, if a Kohen didn't ask any questions and say, listen, there's a mixture of, let's say, chatas and ola blood, what do I do? He just did what he's supposed to do. I mean, he applied it above the red line, let's say, doing the chatas blood first. Then kasher. Then everything is just perfectly fine because he ultimately did what he's supposed to have done. He put the chatas blood where it goes, ola blood where it goes, and although you're not supposed to do that l'chachilas and the rabbis, b'di'evet, if you do it, it certainly is, yes, effective. And more than that, even if he had just put on the once he had put it on the upper four corners, even the rabbis would agree at this point, yes, you can put it on the lower, you know, two corners, because at that point, that's where the chata's blood belongs as well, essentially, b'di'evad, as well as all the blood, so would be okay. So once you've done the first stage of putting above the red line, but the chata's, then the other korban can go below, and that will be the din.